You've had a great Skype fellowship, and now I'm going to hand it over to Kim to do the teaching. So, Kim, if you can't hear her, tell her to speak up.
Well, God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you all know, it's a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving Day to all our brothers and sisters in Christ in America. I believe that Thanksgiving is always celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November. And I wanted to find out what it was about, because obviously we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. And when I looked it up, it said it was originated as a harvest festival. Well, in the UK, a harvest festival is traditionally held on a Sunday nearest to the harvest moon, which is a full moon around the end of September. So we have a harvest festival which is celebrated in all the schools, in all the churches, and it's just a real way of being thankful for those root vegetables that grow during the autumn and winter time, and just all the new different selections of vegetables that grow at that time. So we sort of celebrate our Thanksgiving round about the end of September. But, you know, in the USA, it's a massive occasion. Thanksgiving is where the families come together. They don't have to go to work. It's real family time. They have turkey and lots of great food. And they all are full of thankfulness. They have many things to be thankful for. But it's like any celebrated day. We can be thankful every day. You know, we have a Valentine's Day. We have a Whit Monday here in the UK. We have Easter. We have Christmas Day. We have Bonfire Night, which I don't believe the Americans have, because they didn't have a Guy Fawkes that was trying to blow up the Houses of Parliament. But, you know, it's, these are all traditions. These are all things that we celebrate. But the special one here is Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas Day. And I think it's a little bit like your Thanksgiving, but no one really knows whether it it originated by the masters of the houses, you know, the big houses that have servants, and the masters would give a box for Christmas to the servants for their labours for the year, or if it was the churches that opened their collection boxes, you know, their boxes of alms, and they would divide it out and give it to the poor. Well, this seems to be the more likely one, that the churches, it originated with the churches collecting alms, and then they'd open the box on Christmas Day and they would divide the funds between the poor. Because December the 26th, even though we know it as Boxing Day, it's actually St. Stephen's Day, or the Feast of Stephen, a bit like the song Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the Feast of Stephens. And the St. Stephen was associated with charity and giving of alms, you know, giving of money to the poor. It was Queen Victoria that made it a national holiday here in the UK. So we have Christmas Day off, we have Boxing Day off.
Bless her heart.
But now, today, with all the traditions and the way that things go over the years, unfortunately, Boxing Day here now in the UK is one of the biggest days for the shops to be open. They sell more on Boxing Day than they do any other time of year. But you know, we can have Thanksgiving any day. There is always so many things to be thankful for. And you know, like with my health, well, I'm very thankful to God for the way that he's pulled me through all different situations. I'm very thankful for my family. I'm very thankful for the home that he's blessed me with. I'm thankful for the husband he gave me, and for three healthy children that, you know, we can go on and on of things that we are thankful for. But let's take a look at the word. And in 1 Thessalonians, I need to grab my glasses now because I'm very thankful for my eyesight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're just going to take a quick look at a few scriptures on thankfulness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to read in verse 18. And it says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You know, in everything, give thanks. If we're not thankful, then we are unthankful. You know, the word is very clear. And it's like, there's darkness, there's light. There's love, there's hate. There's thankfulness and there's unthankfulness. So if we are giving thanks, this is the will of God. You know, it's God that gives us the peace. That peace makes us very thankful. If we are selfish, if we're looking at ourselves and our situation and things aren't going right, we're not going to be thankful. We're going to be moaning and complaining. We're going to start, you know, looking at the negatives rather than the positives. And then we start to become unthankful. So in 1 Corinthians it says, in everything, every little detail of your life, give thanks.
Amen.
Right? In Philippians, Philippians chapter 4, I mean, quite a few of these scriptures you know already, but it's good to go back over them. Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 6 it says, one God, sorry, Philippians, not Ephesians, I knew that was wrong, Philippians 4:6, be careful or be anxious for nothing. Oh, God, that really, like, brings tears to my eyes. Be careful or anxious for nothing. You know, sometimes we get in situations where we just can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And we start to panic or things aren't going our way and we can't see that God's going to come through. But God has given us these words, be careful or anxious for nothing. You know, I was sharing with Lawrence the other day about a situation that was going on, and I can see this person, no matter how much love we give them, no matter how much advice we give them, they see the dark side of something, and they don't see that there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. And no matter how much I keep empowering these positives and encouragement, you know, they'll run for a couple of days and then suddenly the adversary will attack and, you know, they go back to that unthankfulness and, you know, very insecure and very anxious. But we can't put, and through my years of going through life, we can't put an old head on young shoulders. And we can actually make that statement with somebody that's new in the word. We can't put that wisdom and that knowledge onto someone because we have to experience it ourselves for it to be really deep-rooted into our hearts that God says, be anxious for nothing. You know, when we were a young couple raising the children, you know, and different issues would come up, you know, yeah, we would fret, we would get anxious, we didn't know, you know, maybe the child had a cold and what do we do? You know, it's first baby, first cold at 6 weeks old, what do we do? You know, just that little bit of baby insecurity, and then gradually as we went on to baby number two and baby number three, they'd get a cold and it was easy. Oh, yeah, they'll be fine. We know how to deal with this now. But again, it was that my mum couldn't impart all her wisdom, all her knowledge of raising children onto me because it was something I needed to learn. And it's the same with the word. You know, all these teachings, all these testimonies, you know, we cannot make it reality in your life. You hear the teaching, then you have to start to apply it. You know, you've got to You've got to put it into action. And then you start to see that what seemed such a dire or real desperate situation, when you give it to God, and God says, be careful for nothing, be anxious for nothing, you suddenly realize that, why did I worry? Why did I fear? You know, God is with me. So this scripture really hits home that, you know, again, we can't put our old head on young shoulders, and it's something that we got to learn to have that trust in God. We got to learn to have that faith that it's very easy for me to say, well, just be thankful, you know, just hold on in there. God's coming through. But sometimes it's like words when people say, oh, just renew your mind. It's not a flippant statement I'm making. It's a statement that I know to be true, that no matter what the situation, God will come through. But remembering always, it's his timing and not yours. So let's finish reading. After now I've wiped the tears, be careful for nothing, but in everything, every little detail, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. See, we are not lone rangers. We need to take those requests to God. Now, some people say, well, I don't need to know to tell God this situation because he knows already. Yes, God knows already, but he wants you to have that relationship with him where you pour your heart out to him, you know, and he hears you. And also, it's a good thing that when you pour your heart out, when you speak it out into the open, it relieves the stress and the anxiety within you because you've spoken it out. The one thing you don't want to do is call it back. Let it go. You know, what's that? Frozen. Let it go, let it go. I'm not going to sing because I'm not a singer. But just let it go. Don't call it back. Anyway, I shouldn't sing. Psalms. Let's have a look at Psalms. Psalms 107. God is an awesome God. I can't count the numerous times that he has come through for me and Lawrence. You know, and at the beginning I said, you know, I gave a little bit of background about Thanksgiving. And I really pray that I got it right for you Americans. I gave you a little bit of background about our Boxing Day, you know, where families come together and we eat great food and it's just real family time. Just that the world has made it so unfriendly. Yeah, commercial. You know, the shops are open at 10 o'clock in the morning and people get up at the crack of dawn on Boxing Day. And they are out spending their Christmas money, taking back presents they don't want. And as I said, the shops tend to be more busy on Boxing Day than any other time of year. Psalms 107, verse 1, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. See, it's not that you have to get it right every time. But what you do need to do is give thanks and give thanks unto God. If you're not thankful, then you're being selfish. You're thinking of yourself, you're thinking of your situation, and then the focus is only on you and not on anybody else. So if you're having a hard time, go to God, pour it out to God, and then look to bless someone. Maybe it's just you spending an hour with someone, giving them the word, loving them, encouraging them. But it helps take the focus off your situation right there. And then to impart the good news onto someone else, you'll start to realize and that you'll see that you're doing those good works that God wants you to do. He wants you to give thanks because he is good. He's your father. Now, going back to our children again, Lawrence is the father. You know, if he saw one of his children in trouble, his heart is compelled to help. Now, usually, the first thing he does is give them the word. And then he'll give them the encouragement. And then he'll help solve that situation. But he encourages them to go to God first. You know, that's what a father's love is. You give them the guidance that they need. Yes, we have the knowledge and we have the wisdom, because there's nothing new under the sun. So we know that whatever our kids are going through, we've already gone through. You know, the traditions and the systems of the world are the same. You know, the adversary's got nothing new. Yeah, he may sort of jumble it up a bit with technology and, you know, things as they progress over the years. But there's the adversary can't do any worse than he's already done. He can't. It's impossible. So you can imagine that anything that we've gone through, our children may go through something and they say, but Dad, you don't understand. And Dad says, well, I do. Because we've been there once. And this is how we resolved it. And he always brings them back to God first. And it helps them to stay thankful too. So give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy. Oh, that mercy. Right? It's not that you deserve it. There's nothing you've done to deserve it. But that God's mercy is everlasting. That he will pour on you all the blessings that he can pour on you. And he'll never withhold anything that's good. Such a blessing, man. Psalms 50. Let's go back a couple of chapters. Psalms 50. And in verse 14 it says, offer unto God thanksgiving. Offer unto God thanksgiving. Wow. And pay thy vows unto the Most High. See, again, you know, giving of your first fruits. People wonder why things aren't going right, or, you know, things are going wrong and nothing ever goes right. Well, there's a law here, right? We don't just live the way we want to live and then when things start to go wrong, we call on God. No. Okay, so if you go to a doctor and you have a health issue, the first thing they'll do is they'll take your pulse. They'll take your temperature. They'll take your blood pressure. Right? These are vital signs. This is how the doctor looks into your life to see what's wrong with your health. Well, God also has vital signs, right? First and foremost, you pray or you speak in tongues, right? Whichever. You pray out loud or you speak in tongues. Perfect. Perfect prayer. Then you tithe. Tithe and abundantly share, or you honour God with your first fruits. Then you witness. Maybe you can go out, you get the opportunity to speak the word to someone. So when you start to do those things and you're paying your dues, things become easier. Right? They really become easier. Fellowshipping with like-minded believers, like we do here on the Skype. You know, so if you're having a tough time, just take a check and see if you're doing these things. And if you're not, start doing them. So, praying, reading the word, fellowshipping with like-minded believers, honouring God, and witnessing to the greatness of his word. Witnessing or sharing the word with someone, taking the focus off yourself. Those five things are called their vital signs. A bit like when you go to the doctors and they've got their vital signs. The pulse, the blood pressure, you know, the heart. So they do the pulse, temperature, blood pressure, heart. And some people also have like a pinprick blood test for sugar. So we are a believer, so we have the believer's vital signs. We can't expect that if we don't do any one of those five things, again, I'll go through them. We are praying or speaking in tongues. We are witnessing to the greatness of God's word. We are reading his word. We are fellowshipping with like-minded believers. And five, we are honoring God with our finances. If you're not doing those and things aren't going right, then begin. Just begin. Again, this is like old head, knowledge, wisdom coming from an old believer onto a young believer to get your problem solved. You know, knowing that when we're having a tough time, we check these vital signs of a spiritual believer to see if we're lacking in any area.
Amen.
Because we want the very best. And we always want to find something to be thankful for. See, but if we're having a tough time, we can't expect God to come through if we're not, you know, taking care of those spiritual signs, you know, those spiritual things that we're to do as a believer. So, paying the vows. What was the other one? Let's have a look. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And in verse 15 it says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." See, having that fruit of thankfulness on your lips constantly. Again, it takes the focus off of you, puts the focus on God, and continually be thankful. Now, this was so easy for me tonight because it's one of the greatest topics, and I love it, being thankful. You know, I think through all my years of being a believer, when I look back, I have so much to be thankful for. Maybe when I first started out as a believer, I didn't have very much to be thankful for because I didn't have the experience of seeing God work in my life. But over the years, the prayers that I've sent up, the honouring that we've done, the witnessing or the ministering that we've done, the testimonies that we've spoke of, the great healings that have taken place, the way God has had his hand on my life. You know, many a time, if I look back, I can see how the adversary had tried to intervene and take my life. But all the time, God comes through. And looking back on the good times, it makes me so very, very thankful. Always having something to be thankful for really gives a peace within you that is unchangeable. That God instills that peace. And when we have peace, it's very easy to be thankful. And we're going to take a look at Colossians. I bet you all know what this one is. Can you guess?
Colossians 3:15.
Oh, go on, love.
Let the peace of God rule in your heart to which you are called. Yeah.
In one body.
And be thankful.
And be thankful. You know, well, he read it, didn't he? And let the peace of God rule in your hearts to the which also you are called in one body and be thankful. Without peace, it's hard to be thankful. And we end up moaning and complaining. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And when we let Christ dwell in us richly, that peace dwells. And there's no other peace like it. No matter the day, we can all find something to be thankful for. No matter the day, whether it's today, which is Thanksgiving in America, or whether it's Boxing Day or Valentine's Day or Easter Sunday, there's always something to be thankful for. To take the focus off ourselves and really look to serve and bless others. then our thanks can be manifest. Being thankful to God will cause us always to triumph. And that's 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians. Next Corinthians. Romans. 2 Corinthians 2 and in verse 14. Now thanks be unto God. You are? This is one that we could say. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ.
Amen.
And maketh manifest the savour of our knowledge by us in every place. Right? Not just when you're sat at home, or not when you're sat in the car driving to work, but in every place, everywhere you tread. Right? Everywhere you tread, you will always triumph in Christ. So no matter what tradition, no matter what holiday, we can always be thankful to God who causes us to triumph in Christ. Let go. Let it go. All your worries, all your fears and all your doubts. For God knows your needs. And I'm going to finish off in Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. And these aren't my words. You know, I know that I gave you a little bit of background on Thanksgiving. I let you know what the traditional English Boxing Day is. But these are God's words. This is God's word which will bring the peace. It will bring deliverance when you believe it. Matthew 6 and chapter and in verse 25. Therefore, I, Kim Tor, say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things to the Gentiles seek, the unbeliever. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There's a promise. Right? You seek God first. You seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So take no thought. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient until the day is the evil thereof. If God can feed the birds, he can clothe the grass, he can make those flowers bloom into absolute perfectness, how much more will he do for you? You have to stay thankful, guys. Always giving thanks to God on a daily basis, and watch that new man come alive. Remember, it's God in Christ in you, and anything is possible. So God bless you and happy Thanksgiving.
Amen. That was really fantastic, Kim. So, well, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I think what we'll do now, we'll have a word of prayer and some manifestations. And it's been a real great fellowship. Great to hear everyone share. And so who would like to pray? I'll leave it open for you guys on the internet there. Have a couple of pray, and then we'll have some manifestations.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for your great grace on us, on our lives, in the areas that we need you, Father. I thank you for opening our eyes so that we can see your truth concerning these situations, so that we can be free from the things that hold us, and we can really tap into your supply there in those areas. I thank you for your light just to brighten on our paths so we can see clearly your signs and your guidance and your gentleness as you guide us through in this world. I thank you for working in our hearts mightily and how you just energize us with your awesome love. Thank you, Father, for this great truth that we have, that we can come to at any time and it never fails us, that your love is constant and it's ever present with us always, and that we have eternal life, Father, that we have received eternal life, and that we have this great victory that we can claim at every moment and in every situation in the name of Jesus Christ, that we have great power and authority in this world, and that we can bring blessings to many, many people and many, many lives in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. For your love is abounding in abundance. And thank you, Father, that you have called us to this wonderful honor, that you've called us your sons, that you've called us to be blessed, that you've called us to be, to live in this light and to enjoy your peace and this wonderful joy that springs up out of your love. It's just awesome to experience your goodness, to know you, to learn of you, to see you, and to experience how wonderful you are and how you guide us and build us up. So I thank you for this fellowship, everyone that shared their lives. I thank you, Father, for our day and week ahead. I thank you for all that we do and all that we come in contact and putting people in front of us that desire you, and for us not to go by our five senses, but just to hear that still small voice inside of us and just reach out with a loving hand and with loving help so that we can be there for you and for them and to help them get to where they want to go. So I thank you, Father, that we can just constantly acknowledge you, that we can praise you and worship you for your goodness and all you've done for us. You've rescued us, and you've set us apart, and you've given us great honor and great privilege. We thank you for these things in Jesus Christ's name.
And someone else like to pray, please.
I'll pray. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have made available for us, Father. I'm so thankful for the family you gave us and all the things that you put with your love in our hearts, and such tenderness and loving, projecting everything for our lives, the plans you have for us, Father. Thank you so much for choosing us and open our eyes and our understanding to see your truth and to see the things that you have for us to do, Father. And Father, help me to see what I need to do to bless the others and to give them the word and the truth and to heal them and to bring them to you, Father, to give them direction, to go directly to you, Father. Thank you so much for making available for us to lead the people to you and to help them to go step by step and have a relationship with you, Father. I thank you for our countries, for the governments, for us to have a peaceful life, and for taking care of all the economy of the country so we can have a peaceful and prosperous life, not only because of you do for us in our lives, but also surrounding us in our countries, people can live better and not complaining or seeing negatives, not being overwhelmed by the tricks of the adversary, Father, and help us, Father, to give the others everything you gave us, Father. I'm so thankful for that in Christ's name.
Absolutely beautiful, wonderful prayers. And would someone like to manifest?
My children, when you are thankful and you are trusting me, you are open doors for me to work in your lives, to supply all your needs and give you my wisdom. So stand fast and walk and be strong in my grace, because I'm going to be side by side with you. I will put my words in your mouth and you'll be my hands, you will be my ears and my eyes in that world. You will manifest my love, you will manifest my power, and you'll do what I have for you to do, to heal the others, to love them, and to bring them to me.
Amen. And someone else?
Truly, you are my
Father. I have blessed you greatly. I have blessed you with everything that you need. I have already given you all spiritual blessings, so look only to me and my encouragement, and listen for the love that is on my lips constantly for you. Know that I surround you with all protection. You are shielded from all sides. You can walk tall and strong and bold in this world, for you have eternal life, my children. You have been blessed with power. You have been blessed with abilities to bring to pass impossible things, to bring to pass healing in people's hearts and in their minds, and the thoughts that they carry will be free, and they will be set free like you. They will live freedom from this truth. So be at peace and have joy throughout each day, knowing that I am there caring for you, knowing that I am there watching ahead of you and seeing the directions that I can guide you into. Just put your trust in me and I will bless your days. I will take care of you fully. You are my treasure. You are my masterpiece. You are everything to me. I love you so dearly.
Amen. Frank.
I am in you and you are in me. I am your God and I love you. I take care of you, and you have a ministry of reconciliation, and you can go and speak my word because you are equipped to do whatever I show you to do, to speak, to think, to share, give. You truly are the apple of my eyes. And I love you. I think.
Well, bless your hearts, everyone.
Amen.
Bless you.
Fellowship. Great sharings and prayers and manifestations.